Anyways, the scriptures you have listed in your bulletin, I incorporated them into the sermon, so I'm not going to read them as a typical scripture reading. I'm just going to jump right into my sermon. Today is the Sunday of Hope, the first Sunday of Advent. What does Advent mean? It derives from the Latin word Adventus, which means coming. What does the word hope have to do with coming? What does it have to do with Christmas? The prophet Isaiah speaks of a coming. Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will appear and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." This is the coming of a baby, a gift from God. Ashley just read another scripture that I incorporated in my sermon, Jeremiah 33:14-16. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior." This is the coming of a Savior, the bearer of our sins. God's gift of a baby given to the world to be born unto a virgin, born in humble means. This coming was God's light upon the world, a visual sign, not an earthly prophet speaking, but God's prophecy fulfilled. Jesus was literally the offspring of God, the eternal Father. Jesus, to be exalted, having a tangible body of flesh and bones. This is hope fulfilled from God's promise to his people. This visual sign is what man needed to believe at this time in history, to get the ball rolling, if you will. And God knew this. He knew we needed a visual sign. We celebrate the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, in this Advent or coming season. He came into this world as a baby. He came into this world with nothing but had everything. He came into this world fulfilling the first half of the coming of Christ as a humble Messiah and a suffering servant. We believe in the unseen in our faith from the prophecy fulfilled over 2,000 years ago of the first coming of Christ, where he was seen by many. His birth is the first coming. As I mentioned, Advent means coming. We are here today because the first coming has been fulfilled. But we are also here in the hope of the second coming. This is the one generally is not mentioned during Advent. The second coming is in Greek is called parousia, meaning present, coming to a place, or arrival. Matthew 24:3-5. "As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. Matthew 24:10-13. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Revelation 1:7. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the people on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. Just as God is our Father, and we are supposed to do things that are pleasing to him, we also have an earthly Father that we are supposed to please as well. Let's reminisce about our childhoods, if you will. If your childhood was like mine, when your father left for work, he left you a chore list. In my case, he left a list every day. Let's entertain a story of a father of four. The dad leaves a chore list every day, and each of the children want to please their father. Want to be an optimum word. The first child sees his dad off to work and politely just goes back to bed. The second child sees dad off to work and immediately starts on his chores, but decides to quit halfway through the list. The third child fiddles around on their list and there throughout the day, but never finishes. And the fourth child works on their chores all day long, never checks up, and is really trying to please their dad. Unbeknownst to the kids, their dad came home early from work. Surprisingly, the kids hear the car door shut, knowing they will be judged on the success of their chores at the very moment their dad walks through the door. Just as the dad in my story loves all his children, Jesus loves all of us. Do you want to be the child that did half his list? Do you want to be the child that just fiddled around on the list? Or do you want to be the faithful child that is always working to please your father before he arrives home? Jesus was born fulfilling the hope of God's people, fulfilling the prophecy of the first coming. The second coming, he will arrive as a conquering king that he himself declared in our scripture from Revelations. Our hope is in the love of Jesus Christ. It is our duty to share that hope with others. In this Advent season, I challenge you to walk, live, and share his hope, not just during Advent, but all year long. And my personal hope is that we are all ready before the car door shuts. Amen.